Nolte, Janet Yellen admits government choosing bank bailout winners and losers. By John Nolte on March 17, 2023. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen admitted to the U.S. Senate Thursday that the government is choosing winners and losers in the rigged bank bailout lottery. And wouldn't you know it, the losers sure look like the smaller community banks, the big banks. And Democrats would love to see eliminated. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford asked Yellen a very simple question. Will the deposits in every community bank in Oklahoma, regardless of their size, be fully insured now? Are they fully covered, every bank, every community bank in Oklahoma, regardless of the size of the deposit? Will they get the same treatment that SVBP, Silicon Valley Bank, just got or Signature Bank just got? Please look very closely at Yellen's terrifying answer. A bank only gets that treatment if a majority of the FDIC board, a supermajority of the Fed board and I, in consultation with the president, determine that the failure to protect uninsured depositors would create systemic risk and significant economic and financial consequences. In other words, if the FDIC likes your bank, the depositors are insured. If not, the depositors are not insured over $250,000, which means what? It means that people will withdraw their money from community banks and hand those deposits over to a handful of fascist giant banks that not only own almost all the banking but will refuse to do business with you if you hold certain political opinions they find offensive. Oh, and you can bet those political opinions they find offensive will always be conservative opinions. Lankford understands what these corrupt crony capitalists are up to and follows up with this. So what is your plan to keep large depositors from moving their funds out of community banks into the big banks? Lankford asked. We have seen the mergers of banks over the past decade. And I'm concerned you're about to accelerate that by encouraging anyone who has a large deposit in a community bank to say, we are not going to make you whole, but if you go to one of our preferred banks, we will make you whole at that point. Now that Yellen had been exposed and busted, she chose to answer this important question by playing stupid. Look, I mean, that's certainly not something that we're encouraging, she said. Lankford responded with the obvious, that is happening right now. Yellen's idiot act continued. That is happening because depositors are concerned about the bank failures that have happened and whether or not other banks could also fail. Lankford again tried to get her to answer the only question that mattered. No, it's happening because you're fully insured no matter what the amount is if you're in a big bank. You're not fully insured if you're in a community bank. Watch the full testimony below. It's only a few minutes. I hope everyone understands what's happening here. By informing the public that their money is only safe in those big banks the Democrat Party favors, everyone will deposit their money in the big banks and effectively bankrupt community banks or force them to give up the ghost to the big banks. That's just step one. Step two is worse. Once the big banks control all the money, they will also control everything else, including what kind of business you can run, what you can and cannot say on social media, and what opinions you can hold. How would you like to live in a world where a gun store has no place to bank or run a credit card payment? How would you like to live in a world where a mall owner cannot rent to a gun store? How would you like to live in a world where your accounts are closed if you tweet a biological fact like, trans women are men? You might not want to live in that world, but that is the world the Democrat Party seeks. So they are in the process of deliberately undermining faith in community banks. It is always about control through centralized power. Never let a crisis go to waste. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.